Sorry about the big fan in the background. I'm, do you know how heartbreaking it is to throw away something? Because it's completely shorted out. But, see, it's not the preamp that I'm upset about. It's the vacuum tubes, because I replaced the standard tubes with, and this is embarrassing to say, because this is a little bit poncy. I replaced the vacuum tubes with actual Soviet 1960s tubes, and the sound was glorious. And they're fried. They survived the 60s in fucking Russia, but they can't survive me. That's just angry Godzilla sounds. Oh, it's more like Godzuki, let's be honest. The thing that fried the preamp blew the speakers, because the speakers were, it was a delicate setup. I just feel like I can't catch a break. I fix my recording computer, which I am literally replacing next month. I can record. Technically, I can. Okay, there was this small thing about not having it any sound on there. It's an issue, but it's okay, because I had sound on my main rig, because I had this fantastic setup with a vacuum tube preamp, great studio monitors, because I don't like editing audios with headphones. I don't know why. I do it sometimes, but I generally do it with my studio monitors. And I can't do that. So now I literally have no sound. I could use headphones. I could. But I have headphones coming tomorrow. I can't believe it. I literally purchased those last night before any of this happened. I have the worst luck. Oh, and I also still have the pressure in my head. It's this weird pressure. It's at the back of my neck and coming around to my ears, but it's receded from my nose, so it's slowly getting better. But I'm really discouraged a little bit, a lot. I'm mostly discouraged because I'm fucking lazy, and this means I'm gonna have to do some recabling on my desk, because I'm gonna have to take out the old speakers, because they're currently on foam blocks at the back of the desk, and I'm gonna have to negotiate my way behind the three monitors and sort that out. And then I'm gonna have to figure out the cabling. And the cabling is a nightmare, because it's not strictly RCA to RCA. It's RCA to quarter inch. And that is a fucking nightmare, because the speakers I use do not natively connect to a computer, which is why I had the fancy preamp with the Soviet tubes. So to make the computer talk to the speakers, I had the preamp. But it was fiddly, because the first set of cables I got didn't work. So I had to get a second set of cables, and I've ordered new cables, because I am worried that the existing cables would have gotten damage, because if the speakers are blown, I just have this doubt of the integrity of the cables. They could be fine, but I bought backup cables, but I'm getting new speakers, so they might not even work. And they're not even speakers. They're not PC speakers. They're studio monitors. The main problem is I have no fucking clue what I'm doing, but I had a system that worked, and now that there's this big gaping hole in the middle of it, there's this spot on my desk that is empty. This is where my preamp should be. And now this is their desk. I mean, it could be worse. I just jinxed myself. I've jinxed myself. I've really, really jinxed myself. I can't even watch anything on my computer because there's no sound. There's no sound. Am I bitter? Do I sound bitter? I sound very bitter. I'm going to have to recable my microphone for this computer, because it was also plugged into the preamp. Luckily, I'm just going to have to get a new cable. And a new extension. I need to buy an extension. I have many extensions, but they have to be this expensive, surge protected. Why? Why? Okay, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.